Hallelujah. Tonight, this morning, we end a wonderful, 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 glory to God, message on the book of Revelation. And tonight, of course, is our night of prayer. We call it the hour of prayer. And I just want to invite you, and also I'm just calling upon you to invite a friend or so. Hallelujah. Glory to God. So this morning, we talked about the book of Revelation, or I started to explain about the book of Revelation and Apostle John and how God revealed to him and came to him and the angel of 92. We saw that Apostle John was the last apostle of the Lamb, and God, or among the apostles of the Lamb, and he was in the island of Patmos when God came to him and uncovered some things about the seven churches there in Asia Minor, which is modern day Turkey. Today, before we pray, however, there arose a question in me. There is a big question. Who is this God we are talking about? In our today's society and time, many people, as a majority and many people and believers, are questioning and asking, who is really this God? But I want to tell you, is a man that God has reached and from the continent of Africa and brought me right here in U.S., United States. I have had many, many experiences and even conversations with this God, and I can tell you, he is real, he is mighty, he is awesome. And there are many attributes of God. The reason why I have to tell you and discuss this and talk about this is because so many people have not had an encounter to know that God is real. I'm not saying that you have to have an encounter, you have to have faith and believe that he is real. Just like John, who had an encounter with the Lord in his other ministry on the earth, 3.5 years. And even when he was the last apostle of the Lamb in the book of the Acts of the Apostles, God appeared to him while he was in the island of Patmos and showed him, uncovered. We see this morning, the book of Revelation is about uncovering matters that had been hidden and disclosed events that would happen long after it was written. God used him to show him some things for the churches. So for a brief read before we pray tonight, I just sense that to discuss a little bit about who is this God. See, he is the supreme. God is the supreme being who exists independent of the universe. Let me say that again. God is the supreme being who exists independent of the universe. God does not change. God is absolute and he transcends space and time. God is self-aware. He is all-knowing, omnipresent, omniscient God. He is everywhere at the same time. He is in Australia right now. He's in Africa. That's why people from around the world and nations can call upon this God, and they can hear him. He can hear them. It does not matter what tribe, what place, what language, what tongue you speak, God can hear you. He is an awesome, mighty God. He is ever present. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever. He is a God who is a mighty God and a holy God. He is a God who is omnipresent. He is a God who can accomplish whatever you want to accomplish on the earth. I'm talking about, who is this God we are talking about? And having come from the continent of Africa and being raised in Africa, born and raised in Africa, and now in US, I can tell you that he is a real God. And when he says something, it must come to pass. That's the God I know. He declares there in Isaiah 55, verse 11, and this word that is God out of his mouth, the word of the Lord that goes out of his mouth, it will never return to him void until it has accomplished that which is his purpose for it to accomplish. There has been many prophecies and many ones spoken, both here in US and around the world, by the man of God who holds highest offices in the government of God. And I guarantee you, and I'm telling you, every one of those things and every one of those words will come to pass. You believe it, because I know him. He is a mighty and willing God. He abounds in goodness. He does not change. Psalms 31, verse 19. He is good. He is a good God. When he says he is the Lord that heals you, he is the Lord that heals you, you cannot doubt his power nor anything. He has healed me. Bible says he was wounded for transgressions. He was bruised for iniquities. The chastisement of our peace was upon him. And with his stripes, we are healed. And with his stripes, you are healed. Wherever you are, you may not feel like you are healed, but you are healed. You just have to receive it by faith and walk healed. I said he is a God who does not change. According to Numbers chapter 23, verse 19, God does not have a human body either. John 4:24, God hates sin. Psalms 5:5-6. I'm talking about who is this God. I say, who is this God we serve? Simply because things don't go our way and don't look in the natural our way does not mean God changes mind. Karabakashkarabakaya. Sabriva keshkendele koramakanta. He is a consuming fire based on Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 24. God is a God of peace. 1 Corinthians chapter 14. God is pure and holy. God is all-knowing. God is all-powerful. I'm talking about my God and who he is. So when we worship and when we pray, we need to have a perspective of whom we are worshiping, who we are praying to. God is non-contingent. God is God who is avenging. He is eternal, he is everywhere. He is faithful, he is forever, he is forgiving. He is gracious. And many years and many times, even through tragedy, when I prayed to him and I asked him things, he came and talked to him like a father and a son would talk to each other. God is greater than man. Men may think that they are making it and they are doing things, but I'm telling you, we sakarabaha, rebroshke mabakura makanta. He knows what is going on even behind the scenes. He reveals himself. He is impartial. He is incomprehensible. He is infinite. He is invisible. He is jealous God, and he is the God who is just. Hallelujah. He is God with light. He is God with long suffering. He is God with love. I'm talking about who is this God. And I'm here to tell you right now, if you have been a prayer man, an intercessor, hallelujah, we serve a God who is a Kamakurika, Rishtambrakeva Koshki Makanda, and he is a Brukishkila Makanta, and he is a God who is an awesome, mighty Redeemer. He is a God who is merciful, a God who is mighty, a God who is absolute, a God who is most free, most holy, most loving, most wise, most strong. That's my God. is a God who is near. He is nearer to you. He is nearer to me right now. He's God who is opposed to the proud. He's God who is our helper. I have scriptures for all those, but I don't have time to go to that because I want us to pray tonight. And I'll tell you what we are praying about. He is a God of our salvation. He's God who is perfect. He's God who is righteous. He's God the shepherd. He is God the spirit. He is sustainer of our soul. And he is the almighty one, the creator, the deliverer, God of all small gods, and the Lord of lords. He is God, the hand of every man, the hand of every government, the hand of every leader. And he can turn on and turn in. There is no human being on the face of the earth. There is no ruler, there is no president, there is nobody who has the superpower greater than our God. He is God who is true and is full of truth. He is God who is unequaled. You cannot equal him with anybody, any man, nowhere. He is God without limit. He is a wrathful God, full of justice, full of great and glory. He rewards those who speak to him as we speak to him tonight. He rewards us. He is a God, also I want to remind you, who walks according to his will and purpose and not our will and purpose. So this morning, we talked about Apostle John at 92 years young of age. This God appeared to him in the book of Revelation while he was in the island of Patmos. Oh, I tell you, when you segregate yourself to seek the Lord, he reveals to you some things. When I was in the continent of Africa, there are some things the Lord showed me. Every one of those things come to pass, maybe but a few. Right now, the Lord is showing men and women of God a lot of things going on around the world, including this COVID-19. See, let me tell you something I said this morning so powerfully, and I'll say it again because the Lord has been dealing with me this week. The book of Revelation means apocrypha, which means uncovering, disclosure. The names indicate the meaning of Revelation. It uncovers matters that had been hidden and discloses events that would happen along as it was written. And that is exactly what God showed the Apostle John in the book of Revelation. Like I said, he was the last apostle of the Lamb, still alive at the time. And you can go and watch our messages online from our website, and you see this little bit about it. Now today, I want us to pray about something that God has spoken to the men and women of God. Maybe God has spoken to you. Maybe you are out there and spoke to you personal things. Maybe revealed to you some things that you are not sure how they are ever going to happen. And I want to remind you again, Isaiah 55:11. And I'm speaking this with a lot of boldness tonight, as you can tell. Because I know him. I'll not speak about him. I mean, I did not know him. But the Bible, again, I repeat it, says the word of the Lord that goes out of his mouth, it will not return unto him void until it has accomplished that which he has purpose for it to accomplish. My prayer tonight is not so much, God, do this, because I know he has done it. My prayer is that this revelation of who God is will come on every believer so that they don't doubt his power and deity. Because things, when they go wrong, it's not on the God's side, it's on our side. If I don't receive the healing, I cannot blame God. It is not on his side, it's on my side. He is a supernatural, marvelous, mighty God. And he is about to do something on the earth that is historical before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ. And that's why the Lord led me to this book of Revelation. He is uncovering and doing some awesome things. And you watch and mark my words as the kur, epaku, shkebeliva, rushta maranga, shabrakivinkre, shkeleva, kurramashandrebeva. Even in the proskaburiva, even as the prophetic word has gone forth about the acts of God and what he is about to do, I'm telling you right now in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, he is coming again soon. Hallelujah. And you want to go and read the book of Revelation, study or follow us on our website and get the book of Revelation, understand the revelations of Apostle John in the island of Patmos. So again, I say my prayer tonight, and what I want to lead you to pray with me about, is not so much God does anything right now, because God, we have prayed and asked the Lord, and it's a matter of faith. Christians right now need to position themselves to a place of faith, not fear. Because God is going to take care of his church, and he's going to take care of you and me. As he has always, and he'll continue to do it. Never will he change his position. But let me say this, let me ask you this. Do you believe the word of the Lord? Do you believe what has been spoken? I was telling the church this morning that the time has come and the day is here when the church and the people will stop living from information knowledge and start living from revelation knowledge. Revelation knowledge only comes from the word of God and from the Spirit of God. When John was in the island of Patmos and seeking the Lord revealed to him the things of heaven, the kingdom of God. It's amazing how he told him about the churches. And what was going on with the churches in the revelation there, up to chapter 4. But you notice the church, again, I said, is not mentioned again after revelation chapter 4. And there are many speculations that I want to believe they are true. It's because the church will not be here. It will be gone. So what was revealed was about the scrolls and Jesus on a white horse and all these other things, but not really anything else. So my prayer tonight, and as we come together in a few minutes we shall have, is God, give us ears to hear. And let us have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying to the churches today. Apostle John, at the age of 92, being the last apostle of the Lamb, spoke to the seven churches. And even at the end of it, he said, let you have ears to hear. Let you hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying. And God is saying, I am coming quickly, yes. But there are some things I need to do on the earth before my return. And as I've been seeking the Lord this week with very little sleep, he has assured me again, as he did to me when I was in Africa, about the things that are about to take place that are historical. And I seen this on this telecast before, that the enemy has overplayed his hands with this COVID-19 and he's still playing around with it. But he also knows his time is up. We are coming and God is closing in. and the glory that is coming actually started pouring in some places of the continent right now and some places of some nations. There is nothing that has ever been seen before. Well, you say, well, that has been seen before. Let me assure you and tell you this. I know it from my Noah. I know it from the Spirit. I know it from the encounters I've had with the Lord. I know He is real. If He has spoken to you and you believe that word of the Lord, it will come to pass and He never will change. There is historical thing, something huge about to take Akapoko Shkelevangra, Rebroshke Vamunde Levahanda, Askabole Kiriboshke Levanda, Astima Murushka Mareveka Ramunda. So will the my brothers and sisters, will they have ears to hear what the Spirit of the Lord is saying today? Will you have ears to hear what He is talking about? That's my prayer tonight. If God is sure the same God that does not change, then when we pray, we need to believe that He has heard us. When men of God speak, we need to believe them. Bible says, actually, as a matter of fact, believe my prophet and you shall be established. Right now, many of us and many Christians and believers are standing on shaking ground. There is shaking everywhere. But everything that will need to be shaken will be shaken. And that which will stand, will stand. And I'm willing to stand. I have been shaken before. Oh, yes. Right now, there is many people asking me about so many things, including my wife who is not here yet. But I know in my Noah, I know as much as I know myself. I know Him. And when you know Him, you cannot be shaken. So will God give revelation? The time has come for the church now, more than ever before, to live from revelation knowledge and not information knowledge. Those who are the Lord, as I was seeking the Lord this week, and I spent, like I said, I don't want to brag, but I spent probably less than 2 hours every night this week in presence of the Lord, asking about some things that I know that He promised that they'll take place. I have heard they'll take place. And then the Lord started to download in me. There are many righteous people that have been seeking the Lord and praying and seeking the Lord by thousands and hundreds of thousands. And the Lord said, I've heard every one of their cry. Every one of their cry, I've heard it. Sarambra, he reminded me when I was in the continent of Africa, when everything was looking so dim, like nothing was going to take place. Some of you have been believing God for breakthroughs financially or your children for a long time, and it does not appear like anything is happening. But I'm telling you, Karaba, position yourself right now. The glory of God. Hallelujah. I was telling a friend of mine, how would you like to hear of ambulances instead of taking people to General Hospital? Like Tamba General, they are going over there to empty the beds, and they are taking them in somebody's home, somebody else home here, somebody else home here, because there is a man of faith who is laying hands on these people, including the ones given up to die, and they are coming out of the bed in the name of the Lord. How would you like to hear that? People have never experienced this deity, power, supremacy of the living God. Hakabruka. And I'm telling you right now, the glory of God. Before the return of the Lord Jesus Christ, He's going to come in your home. He's going to come with you. He's going to go with you. He's going to hate you. You're going to turn around, lay hands on your husband, lay hands on your child. People who have been given up to die, including this crazy sickness, you're going to see the power of God raise them from the dead. I believe in miracles. And the church of the Lord Jesus Christ has not experienced that now. How about this? God will speak to you, go to so-and-so's home. This and this has happened. He did to me when I was in Africa. He told me, go to that home. There is a woman who is paralyzed in that house, and just pick a word from the outside of the door and she'll be raised from her bed. And she did. Paralyzed. She was raised. Another one came when I was in Africa at the time to my pastor's home there, and her daughter had sores all over her body, and she came to get some money to take the daughter to the hospital, and the Spirit of the Lord says to me, pray with her. I say, Lord, that's the job of a pastor. Why don't you let him pray? He said, no, I want you to ask him to let you pray. And we prayed for her, and in 2 days, every one of the wounds were gone, completely healed by the power of God. I'm talking about a God of miracles. I'm talking about a God whose when one is decreed, many thousands and hundreds of thousands of people, even behind closed doors, seeking the Lord and calling upon the name of the Lord. Many prophetic ones coming forth, and we know it's come from the Spirit of the living God. I'm telling you, God is not a man that he'll lie, and you watch him, what he'll do. I'm telling you, when a man has exhausted everything, when everything has been exhausted and there is nothing more to do, here comes the God of miracles, and you'll see him, because he does not want any man to receive the glory, but he himself alone will receive the glory. And tonight, hallelujah, I speak those ones with a lot of boldness. So, spirit of liberation, spirit of knowing and seeing, that the eyes of our understanding may be open. We don't pray to change God's position. God does not change his position. I said in the beginning, he is unchangeable God. He is all-knowing. He is ever-present. And he has said and spoken. Father God, who is all-righteous. Father God, who is all-knowing. Father God, who is all-powerful. Non-contingent. Who is avenging and compassionate. We come before your holy presence tonight, thanking you first and foremost for your word, because you spoke it in your word. You said there in Proverbs, if we trust you with all our heart and lean not on our own understanding, but trust those things that you say, you shall get them done. You said in 2 Chronicles 7:14, if your people, that which are called by your name, will humble themselves and pray and seek your face and turn from their wicked ways, then you shall hear from heaven and you shall come and heal our land. Father, you have spoken your word, and we believe your word, and we celebrate now, even before the manifestation. And we give you thanks, because the word that you have spoken forth, it will not come to you void. It will not return to heaven void. It will not return to you void until it has accomplished that which you have sent for it to accomplish. And Lord, I pray right now for those who are standing and they are doubting and they do not and they are not sure, that they know that they know that they know that you are God who does not change. You are God who is holy. You are God who is awesome and mighty. You are God who is more than enough. You are God who is faithful. You are God who is everywhere. You are God who is gracious. You are God who is forgiving. You are God, hallelujah, who is full of goodness. You are God, hallelujah. Oh, Rabba Shika Rabahanda. Shoribras Koreva Mabahanda. Excuse me. Hallelujah. Sorry about that. Glory to God. You are mighty God and you are holy God. There is no one like you, Father. We magnify your holy name and we glorify your holy name. Thank you for your presence. And thank you for revealing yourself even right now. We bless you. We honor you. We give you thanks and we give you praise. Now I pray, everyone will listen to this message, that has stood believing you or watching things in their lives, turn out the way they were expected, or their even bodies and the things they have asked you for. I'm asking you to affirm to them and reveal to them. And as you have spoken to me, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and spoke to me so many things, I'm asking you, dear Father, in the authority of the Lord Jesus Christ, reveal yourself, reveal yourself, reveal yourself. Rabakashka, rikrubrakandushke. Make yourself known. I pray that the eyes of the understanding may be open, that every single person will know and hear the truth, and when they hear it, they will know. That their spirit man will be quickened, and they will have discernment to know what is of evil and what is not. And that, Lord, they will not be deceived by the enemy or trickliness of men. I pray that, Father, in this day and this era, the liberation knowledge will operate among believers and among my brothers and sisters more than ever before. That we are not going to depend on information world, on information knowledge, but liberation knowledge. If you could appear to Apostle John in the island of Patmos to show him what was going on with the churches in Asia Minor, and then reveal to him about the kingdom of heaven, you can surely reveal to us what is going on. Expose every darkness. Bring everything to light. And everyone will say, this had to be God. This had to be you. Things that the ears has not heard, things that our eyes have not seen, things that have not entered into the hearts of men, Father, reveal them to us and expose. We thank you. You have already done that. The spirit of knowing and seeing is come. Magrishkabat. Father, every single person that you have shown things by the Spirit over the years, even prophetic ones that have been spoken, that bore witness with their spirits, they will not shelve none of that. But Lord, I know, just like Samuel, you are speaking to very many now, including young people, even in their sleep and in every area of their lives. You are revealing yourself more than ever before, making even the preaching of the gospel so much easier. You are revealing yourself to our sons and daughters, just like you revealed yourself to Apostle Paul on the road to Damascus. Those mothers that have prayed, waited on you for years, on behalf of their kins, their sons, their daughters. Surabri kamanchi kalabakurra vahashi alavahai. Miravrondi askarabronde vashkivabangri di boravokushka vababaranda. Will you assure them tonight, Daddy, that it's all taken care of and it is well? And let them see them coming. Let them see them with their hands lifted up. Let them see them with their knees bowed before you. Why? Simply because they prayed and asked you. You said in your word in Jeremiah 33:3. You told us to call upon you in the time of trouble. Some of my brothers and sisters have called upon your name in great trials and times of temptation. You said that you will answer us and show us great and mighty things we know not. And I thank you right now for liberation and showing, again, spirit of seeing and knowing. They will know you are a mighty one, a mighty God. Father, I thank you that every one of my brothers and sisters will start to live from revelation knowledge and not information knowledge. And as we spend time in your presence, seeking your face and Rabri Kamakata Rishta Maradakanta Rabru Shivadi. Rishtobra Bakushki Mabarada Karebakin Telebashunda. We will know and we will see. Father, I pray specifically for moms tonight. For the things they have brought before you, a holy throne of grace. Many. That have even almost come to the verge of giving up, or some have given up. Rekindle the fire, that fire in them, to go back to their place of calling, which is in intercession and praise and prayer, to lead the family in worship and in praise. I give you thanks. I pray that the homes represented will be filled with atmosphere of worship. And they'll lift up their hands all together in worship and in praise. Because you are the Lord God Almighty, holy and righteous. Compassionate, eternal, everywhere, faithful, forever and ever, beginning and the ending, or Alpha and Omega, who is full of goodness, a truthful God, a righteous God, God without remit, God of justice. Oh, receive our glory, receive the glory, Lord, receive the glory. You reward those who seek you. And men and women have been seeking your face. Many. If one man by name Abraham could stand in the gap on behalf of his nephew and see the old thing change and turn around. If one man by name Moses would stand in that challenging moment of the Red Sea on behalf of your people, in spite of their complaining and murmuring, and stand and then see the Red Sea part. Thousands and thousands upon thousands of believers have stood. Will not they see the same? Will we not see the hand move? And your deity and your power? Oh, yes. Lord, I thank you tonight that I've never asked you for anything in my life in faith that you never brought it to pass. And I give you thanks. And I give you praise. Hallelujah. I pray the spirit of intercession and spirit of prayer come strong upon my brothers and sisters. And I give you thanks. Oh, yes. Thank you, Lord, tonight for encouraging my brothers and sisters, various parts of the world. I give you thanks. Thank you for strengthening us. You said in your word, when they will turn again the captivity of Zion, we were like them that dreamt dreams. Our mouth was filled with laughter. Then said them among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them, and wherefore we are glad. When you turn again the captivity of my sisters and my brothers across the nations of the world, even in this land of America, Lee, will we all say, look what the Lord has done. Then our mouth again will be filled with laughter. As they say among the heathen, the Lord has done great things for them. I give you thanks. So we bless you tonight. We honor you tonight. We love you tonight. We give you praise and we give you glory. Hallelujah. As I said, our programs will be running between 45 minutes or less, literally under an hour beginning of this year. And so we're going to be wrapping up here in a minute. But I want you to be encouraged to know that our God is supreme again, supreme being. He exists independent of the universe. He does not change. He is absolute. He transcends space and time. There is no one who does that than him. He is self-aware. Not only self-aware, but he's aware of everything around you and me. He is all-knowing. He is ever-present. And he can accomplish whatever he wants to accomplish. He is full of goodness and he is kind and he is long-suffering. But at the same time, as compassionate as he is, he's a consuming fire. There is no man, there's no devil in hell that shall ever have this kind of authority. But the good news is that we as believers, we have been given this power and authority to decree. And the Bible says when we decree a thing, it comes to pass. What believers and Christians have decreed will come to pass whether the devil likes it or not. It must. God bless you. If you don't know this God I'm talking about tonight, you can receive him in your heart by just saying a few words or repeating this prayer. Lord Jesus, I ask you to come into my heart. I believe that you are, Lord Jesus, the Savior, that you came and you died at the cross, and that you are alive now and forevermore. Lord, I receive you now as my personal Savior. And I thank you for forgiving me of all my sins and writing my book in the book of life. I thank you, Lord, that when you upon your return, you are coming to take me home, and that I'll get to live with you forever and ever. Thank you, Lord, for forgiving me today. Thank you that I'm a new creation based on your word, that the old things have passed away and behold, all new things have come. So I love you, Lord, and I bless you and I honor you. We thank you and magnify you, Holy God. And I worship you, because from today on, I'll live for you the rest of my life. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen. You pray that prayer, is that symbol. He comes to live inside of you. He is for you. He has heard your cry. All he requires for you now is stay in faith. Stand your ground. Do not be moved by circumstances. Do not be moved by what anyone says, but by what the Spirit of the Lord says. God bless you. We love you. And again, until next time, blessings.